This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Dear brothers and sisters, perhaps news has been conveyed to you already about the passing of the mother of Sheikh Haytham al-Haddad, hafidhahullah. We ask Allah to forgive her sins and to raise her rank and to create space and comfort in her grave and to send comfort upon all of those who have been affected by her departure. Allahumma ameen. Sheikh Haytham was really blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be next to her when she was passing away. And this was one of the three messages he wanted to share with us now that all of this has happened. The first message he wanted to share was his gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing him to be near his mother, who has the greatest of all rights upon him on planet Earth from the human beings. He was blessed by Allah to be there for her during her hour of need. And no doubt this is a question that passes our minds. If we happen to outlive our parents, where will they be and where will we be with respect to them? And to realize that every other so-called priority in life, if it somehow conflicts with the needs of mom and dad, then that so-called priority has to be reshuffled. Rather, it has already plummeted to the bottom of that list. Nothing stands next to the importance of being at the behest, the need, the assistance of mom and dad, particularly if they are frail or weak or are old or are in any type of need. And that is why Muhammad ibn al-Munkadir, one of the tabi'een, our predecessors, one of the teachers of Imam Malik, when he spent one night massaging the feet of his mother, and his brother Umar ibn al-Munkadir, who was a worshipper, spent that same evening praying to Allah the night prayer. And by day, Muhammad ibn al-Munkadir, he said that my brother Umar spent the night in prayer. I spent the night massaging the feet of my mother, and I would never replace my night with his. I would never exchange my actions with his. What comes before serving mother and father? Allahu Akbar. So this was the first thing he wanted to share, to be there for your mother and father, particularly if they are in any type of need. The second thing he mentioned was the extent of the frailty and the weakness that his mother was in shortly before she passed away, which of course is simply a representation of something we're all going to experience sooner or later. And Sheikh said, it amazes me after seeing this, how any human being can be arrogant, how any human being can be self-impressed, self-amazed, whilst knowing that this type of weakness and frailty and almost helplessness will be his or her end. How can this person be arrogant after this? In other words, we are going to be humbled one way or another. Either we choose to be humbled voluntarily, i.e. we humble ourselves, and there is virtue in doing this. Or either we are humbled by force at the hands of the angel of death, but there's no virtue in that. So you either humble yourself voluntarily today in dunya as a young man, as a young woman, or otherwise, by, for example, making the apologies that are needed of you, by mending those relationships that some of us are too arrogant to mend, by staying within your lane, not going out of it as a scholar or as a student or whatever you may be, by sparing the Muslims from your harm, from your words, from your videos, from your actions, or any other demonstration of humbleness before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than before the creation. So we either humble ourselves voluntarily, and there is virtue in doing that, or we may not choose to do that. No problem, we will be humbled by death, by force. But there is no virtue in doing that. So it's a question really of which one we prefer. The one that brings with it a virtue, or the one that brings with it no virtue. But both ways we are going to be humbled. This was really the second message of the Sheikh, to really uproot this sickness of arrogance and self-amazement that some of us are affected by, knowing that death is going to be the end. And the third message he wanted to share with us is that he wanted the news of the death of his mother to spread. He wanted people to know that she had passed away in the hope that they will pray for her. They will make dua for her. They will say things like, Rahimahullah, Ghafarallahu laha. May Allah have mercy upon her. May Allah forgive her. Because he recognizes that this is one of the things that affects a person in the land down under. I mean, in the grave. It benefits them. It rescues them. In fact, the janazah, as Imam Ibn Qayyim, he says, the whole purpose behind the funeral prayer is to make dua for the one who has passed away. That's one of the fundamental maqasid, objectives and aims of the funeral prayer, is to pray for those who have passed away. So he said, I wanted people to know that she had passed away in the hope that they will pray for her and her situation will become easier. And this is really in contrast to how others behave. Some people, for some reason or another, they choose to keep it on the low. So-and-so have passed away, they don't want to make a big deal out of it for one personal reason or another. But that's the problem. It's personal. It only benefits you. It's for a personal, maybe sometimes a selfish consideration. But if the person who had died, your deceased, was able to speak, they would say, no, please send it out on your broadcast list. Share it with the righteous people so that one of them may make a dua for me. Because now that I am living in the world of the underground, there are a new set of laws that govern our well-being. And one of those laws says the dua of those who are still alive benefits us, it rescues us, it gives ease to us. So make dua for the mother of Sheikh Haytham al-Haddad and make dua for all of the deceased of the Muslims who have passed away in the hope that Allah will send people who will do the same for you and for me when we pass away. These were some of the messages that Sheikh Haytham wanted to share with us in light of this difficult circumstance he's going with. And on this note, we have created a Just Giving page in the hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inspire some Muslims to give something in support of the cause of the mother of Sheikh Haytham, now that she is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, Sheikh Haytham himself has been a fatherly figure for a lot of us, particularly the Muslims in Europe, but Muslims worldwide as well. Therefore, if you consider Sheikh Haytham to be like your father, then consider his mother to be like your grandmother, and treat her as you would treat your own. And if you feel indebted to the Sheikh in any way, shape or form, either because of an article you'd read of his, or a lecture you'd heard, or a course that you'd attended, or you are a mutarabbi, someone who received some of the nurturing of the Sheikh over months and years, then there is no better way to repay that debt that you feel towards him and to thank him than by honoring his late mother. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.